Hey, welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. It is the last podcast of 2025. What a time it has been. And we have Pastor Joel with us. Pastor Joel, you know, I'm reluctant to say, I know Pastor Brian was with us a few times this year. We've had different people. I'm reluctant to call anybody guests because really there's no guests. Everyone's part of the house, part of the team.
Yeah.
But you've become a regular on the podcast. It's always a pleasure to have you. We just wrapped Christmas,
right. And
so we are coming into the end of 2025. Like I said, our last episode of the year. What do you have any like end of the year traditions? I know one of the cool things for us as a team, as staff here at the church, our pastors give us the gift of time,
right. Kind
of our Christmas bonus, as we get the time in between Christmas and New Year's to just be with our families and relax, try to decompress and get ready, because we hit the ground running in new year. And so do you have any traditions or things that you've done?
What does that look like? Basically is family time.
Yeah.
We do gather, we exchange gifts. I don't know if everybody gets what they want.
Yeah.
But I think the older I get, the more I recognize that family's more important to me than anything else.
Yeah.
So the gathering of our family, our children, our grandchildren is very, very special.
Yeah.
And we make special moments.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be spending a lot of money. We can go to the park. We do a picnic. Do whatever that they want to do. But this whole idea of having to spend a lot of money to have fun doesn't have to be the narrative.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is just kind of descaling everything down.
Yeah.
I know people do amusement parks and all that. I try to stay away from that because everybody's there.
Yeah.
So I have actually, where I live, have 10 parks around me.
Mm.
So I tell the grandkids, pick one and we'll go there.
That's cool.
You know, or we'll go up to the mountains and we'll do whatever we want to do. So traditions basically is just festivities, breaking bread. We did an advent calendar.
Oh yeah, cool.
And we also did advent candles.
Oh, okay. So explain what's that?
Well, it's basically the recognizing of the coming of Jesus in the form of a candle.
Okay.
And colors.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an explanation and an invitation to recognize that something amazing about to be happening in the whole world.
Yeah.
And that's the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
And if we don't recognize it, we get lost in everything else, mm-hmm. Christmas music and everything else. And we end up the year kind of like being a little bit disappointed, let down. And I really don't think that we've been given the greatest gift around, and that's Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to make that big in our families.
So
that
helps
make that big.
Sorry for interrupting, but that helps you kind of lock in on that, right? Is that kind of keeps
it helps me to keep the main thing the main thing.
Cool.
The main thing in Christmas is not all the festivities, tamales, pozole, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It is Christ.
Yeah.
And what he has done for us and to us, and that introduction of the Christ child coming to humanity and giving us all a gift.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of keep that focused, or else you're going to get lost in everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Even the end of year stuff, you know, we got parties coming up and celebration the new year. And and it could be a good year for some people. It could be a bad year, or maybe say had some challenges,
mm-hmm.
you know. But whatever be the case, I've kind of learned to recalibrate and reframe my heart and my mind with taking one day at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. As you sit here, I just had a flashback right now of, you know, and I can see, I have the privilege of knowing you and having been your friend, a family friend for many years, many decades even. And I remember a few Christmases back. Oh, man, I'm getting emotional. Where it was Christmas time and you were sick, and a sickness that could have killed you, that you could have died from.
Yes.
And you've shared your testimony. You've talked about it even on the podcast a couple of times. But I remember some of us, we went to your house and we sang Christmas carols in the rain.
In the rain.
But we couldn't, because we couldn't come inside and we couldn't be near you because of your sickness.
I was
if you would have caught even the slightest cold or sniffle even, Right. It could have been detrimental for you.
If you breathed on me, you could have killed me.
And so I remember that. And I remember going there. And that was an emotional day for me and for many of us there. But it was nice to go and bring Christmas. And I say that to bring up what I've seen in you, the consistency, and like what you're saying, the value you place on things that are important and not important. And so
that's
testimony
hard actually to kind of decipher, because Matthew 6:34 says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do when you got bills coming up, when things maybe didn't work your way, or maybe there was some hopeful expectation for to finish this year financially well, and it didn't. Maybe a job offer didn't come through. Maybe you're going through a different season shift, and it's hard to kind of not to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the challenge that the scripture gives us is you got to take one day at a time.
Yeah.
You don't know what tomorrow expects, so just treat it like today. So when you guys showed up and knocked on my door and wowed me because I didn't expect it, you know, who Christmas carols?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and who does it in the rain?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, so it floored me, but it also taught me how much people love and were committed to me, and how I have to just take that moment to enjoy that moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know what this year coming up is, you know, what you need or what you want or what you're hoping for, but I do know if you take it one day at a time, God's going to meet you there. Because there's a line that I'm running on, especially my devotions just currently, is when we're at our worst, God is at his best.
Mm-hmm.
When things didn't work out, does it mean that that's a failure in God's perspective?
Yeah.
There's more coming.
Yeah.
There's increase. There's blessings coming. But I have to have this hopeful expectation or else I get thoroughly depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have a letdown, whatever it is, maybe you didn't get the gift you wanted. Maybe you didn't get the, you know, a relationship broke apart or whatever it is, you know, we can't frame that as a doom and gloom end of story.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually hopeful expectation. Now, that challenge taught me that, you know what? My body was resilient enough and God was miraculous enough to go through that sickness. Now I don't have that sickness in my body. I don't have those challenges. My immunity is up and everything is sustained. So, but people going through sickness or challenges, whatever be the case, need to have that one day at a time expectation.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping for this coming year. Well, what does God have us?
Well, yeah, so I think it's a perfect trend. You know, again, we didn't even plan that part of the conversation. But, you know, next week is the new year, and so that's the borderline of the new year, and we'll talk about goals and plans and things like that. But being that this is the last week or last episode and the last conversation of the year, is one thing about like the reflection, right? So in the new year, we look at what's to come. In the end of the year, we want to assess and do some of those things. But again, even off camera, you were sharing some things about, because sometimes in our self-assessment, we want to be honest. We want to take a look at what the year has been, where things are at, how did our goals from the previous year look? But you brought a good concept of like, well, it's again, we want to be honest. We want to take a good look, but we don't want to focus on just the negatives, right? And so what was your thought on that?
Well, because sometimes when we're disappointed, either through transition or circumstance, and something is handed to us that is very difficult, we want to kind of tell ourselves that we failed. And in the failure, in that perspective, there's things to learn through everything, right? Even in perceptive losses or crisis. So what we have to do is I want to build faith in individuals and saying, okay, maybe that didn't work out, but something better is coming. And I know I keep on repeating myself when I've been on other podcasts to do that. But, you know, our founding pastor used to say, you will only go as far as you're encouraged.
Yeah.
And what I know people need right now is encouragement. Mm-hmm. At every turn of their life, at every season shift, they need encouragement.
Right.
And what's the hopeful expectation? What is going to come at this new season?
Yeah.
What's going to come that where the page is turned and something beautiful shows up?
Yeah.
If I don't have that mind frame, then I'm going to end this year on a sour note, right, and doom and gloom, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
I want to say increase is coming. I want to say better things, right, are down the road. But you don't understand. I mean, look at all this stuff I have to kind of – look at all this debt that I have. Look, yeah, at all these things, these challenges, bills that are stacking up. Pastor, you don't know my life.
Yeah.
You're right, I don't, but God does, and he's a great provider.
Yeah.
You know, again, our founder used to say this all the time. I have it in my head. You know, resource is always replenishable. You know, you empty out your savings for, you know, the end of the Christmas season. But then God has some blessing down the road if you're an investor in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Something beautiful is coming, and something beautiful is coming to us. And that hope is the hopeful expectation I have inside of me.
I love that because, again, we can look at in the time of reflection, we can look at maybe goals that we set that we didn't meet. And in what you're saying, instead of just dwelling on that, is finding some hopeful expectation that while I might not have met it, there is still hope. I think you even mentioned that's when we would lean into grace.
That's right.
That's when we would lean in. So as we move forward, instead of getting, what is it, broke, busted, and disgusted over where we came short, even our failures, you know, we don't want to put our head in the sand, but we are saying, hey, this is the reality, but that's not where I'm going to stop. And that's where I need to find encouragement. So how does someone find encouragement because we, you know, again, to that statement, I know that always resounds in me that we only go as far as we're encouraged. I've found myself where there's been times where I have trouble getting encouraged,
right?
Because sometimes the self-encouragement doesn't do enough or mean enough. And, you know, you don't want to be awkward going up to someone saying, encourage me. Although I have done that before. I was like, hey, man, encourage me, bro. Say something to me to encourage me. But where can we get that? Or what do we do if we find ourselves where we feel like we lack encouragement, but we've identified that that's what we need?
Yeah, I mean, I always turn to the scriptures because sometimes when I look at what's in my hand or when I look at what's in my circumstance,
good,
it's not there. But, you know, Corinthians 12 says this, that my grace is sufficient. I have to believe that he has enough grace to carry me to the next season. I have to believe that he has enough sufficiency in that empowering grace to lift up my countenance, to lift up my head, to shift me into the new season, a beautiful season. That's the grace. That's the, and, you know, I mean, the Bible is full of that because we're, David was down. The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is disciplines. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is the disciplines that of Bible scripture and praying and journaling and getting this stuff out, making a priority to be committed to invite Jesus in your world daily.
Yeah.
Or else the things are going to deplete you. Circumstances are going to tear you apart. Losses, crisis, all these narratives that the world says that you have to have. How come we couldn't buy a house this year?
Mm-hmm.
How come I didn't have that better job?
Yeah.
How come I didn't upscale my career when I have all this school debt?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me? You know, and that's where encouraging scriptures like my grace is sufficient. My power is perfected in that weakness. You know, that's why I said, you know, there was a brother that's around us, and he got a job offer, and he ended up asking me, I need prayer because I just quit that job. It wasn't for me.
Wow.
And I feel depleted. I invested in it. I put money to it. I put time. So I need some encouragement.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, when you're at your worst, God is at his best.
That's so good.
And his grace is sufficient. And he texts me back and he says, thank you, Pastor, for that encouraging word, because I need it. I'm stuck. somewhere in the United States, and I don't know if I'm going to make it back for Christmas. So that hopeful expectation of the Word of God yeah. being declared, believing in Him that God has something better. Maybe this career wasn't for you. I know bills are, coming, mm-hmm. and I know you want to make it beautiful for your family this Christmas and the end of year. You want to finish well, but this is not a loss.
Yeah.
This is a step in a new reality of a great transition for you. See, when we reframe things like that, then we're not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And, mm-hmm. I don't have anything. And those things need to be a part, the fabric of faith, that we have everything in Christ. We mm-hmm. have all sufficiency in Him. Where there is nothing that God is not concerned about,
yeah.
that we're carrying in our hand, that he doesn't know. I mean, mm-hmm. he says that I've counted all the hairs on your head, and I have a hat on because I have very few. But the reality is he knows us. He knows our families. He knows our children. He knows the blessings coming our way. We just have to hold tight with that sufficiency of all powering mm-hmm. grace.
Yeah.
And that grace is the thing that carries us to the next level. So for me, the challenge is, if you want your 2026 to rock, then bring in more grace. Mm-hmm. If you want you to have exceptional relationships, then bring in more grace. If you want to be loving and forgiving and forgetting the past mistakes, then bring in more grace. And that grace will empower you to succeed. That grace will give you the energy and the strength to make anything happen in your life, because that grace is for you and for me. And that's the power
Amen.
Of that grace.
Yeah. So that, and you're preaching, Pastor.
Yeah.
I think that's really encouraging. You know, I heard you say, because again, we can be intentional to seek out. You gave an example of someone who sought out encouragement, or sought out someone. Hey, can you pray for me? And I've had people the same thing. Hey, can you pray for this job application? But not everyone has access, maybe, to a pastor. But you can reach out to a friend or a family member. But maybe you find yourself not even having that. You said also going into the Word of God. And I love the Word of God, because it's so honest, because it's so true. You know, people said the Bible is the book of success. Well, it's the book of how you can find success, but it's actually a book of failures.
That's right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's the many failures of man, and God's grace and His faithfulness we see over and over. Look through Judges. I'm in Judges right now, and it's just like the ups and downs and the failures
right.
of man falling on their face over and over, falling short, rebelling against God, dropping the ball, being disobedient, all the different failures of
That's
man,
right.
but yet God remains faithful. And so I think of, you know, you guys watching, listening now, where maybe you feel unworthy. You feel like you can't do it, or you're trying to do everything right, but it's still not coming together for you. Look to His Word to be encouraged, because you'll find that that's where God's at. That's when God does His work. That's when God is on the move. You know, when we are on the way up, it's easy to say, look at God, what God's doing, look what God's doing. But I would venture to say that when we are down, that's when God is really at
that's
work
right.
because the character and the shaping and the molding
that's right.
and His faithfulness is really setting us up for the way up.
Yeah, I set it in my heart to read through the whole Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Hebrews. So I'm rounding the corner going mm-hmm. home.
Yeah.
And I was on Hebrews 11. Talk about failures.
Yep, come on.
Talk about letdowns. Talk about promises that they knew about but didn't actually get to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the book of Hebrews, which is the only book in the Bible and the only chapter in the Bible that eulogizes man and man's faith, because they didn't give up, because they had hopeful expectation
yeah.
that there was a promise waiting for them and their families. And that's the grace that was on them. Yes, they fought lions. Yes, they accepted challenges. Yes, they felt defeated. But at the end, they were hopeful and faith-filled. Mm-hmm. They give them the capacity to succeed beyond themselves.
Yes.
So when we frame our success beyond ourselves, then that's when God shines.
Yeah.
My failure is not just to teach me a lesson. My failure is a stepping stone of faith to recalibrate what's inside of me, because my life is going to be completed in God. And my energy, my capacity to succeed will do exceedingly beyond what we could even hope and believe.
Yeah.
I had a dream. Can I share it?
Yeah, come
okay,
on.
I had a dream of my mom, which I never dream, Antonio. I never dream. I don't really dream much. I have prophetic words and I call things out, but I don't dream. And my mom, I was on this kind of old phone. I guess it was a dial phone. And it was one of these phones where you pick it up and it's kind of like a collect call.
Mm-hmm.
And someone on the other line says, "And who would you like to connect to?" And I said, "I guess that's my mom." And when my mom answered, she said something to me that was very unique to me. Because every time I would call my mom, she would say this one word that no one knew but me. So I knew it was my mom. And here's, you know, after she said that word, she said, "Mijo, it's you. Oh, my gosh. Everyone here is looking for you." And I'm like, and before I could even say, "Who's everyone? And who's looking for me?"
Yeah.
I woke up.
Oh, wow.
And what the Lord kind of like shared with me is, and you framed it, that when I got sick, that was a death notice that didn't come. And that was a next step to heaven that never arrived.
Mm.
And I don't know if they're still waiting for me to die, but I know my work here is not done.
That's good.
And neither is yours.
Mm-hmm.
And neither is yours. As long as we have breath in our lungs,
yeah, that's good.
There is a new thing to conquer. There's a new giant to defeat. There is something in us that has the capacity that there is more.
Yeah.
Now, I know my mom's in heaven. And that dream validated that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I don't know who was looking for me. And right now, I'm going to live every day till I get there.
Amen.
And I'm going to have every encounter, every kind of chaotic event to come to face me. And I'm going to live my life, Pastor Antonio, to where I'm going to finish my race.
I love it.
I'm going to be able to say, okay, maybe 2025 wasn't what I wanted. Maybe it handed me something that I didn't need. But 2026, watch out. I'm coming.
Yeah.
And we are going to do something for God, and my family is going to matter.
Yeah.
My life is going to matter. Everything that's been given to you, to me, is going to matter. Everything that's been given to you is going to matter. I'm not always going to be in this circumstance. I'm not always going to have this challenge. I am not, and let me say this prophetically, you're not always going to be sick. God can and will heal you. You're not always going to be broke. There is heaven waiting to celebrate who we are. But until we get there, we have the capacity to succeed. And that's why Paul said, "Therefore, I boast more gladly in my weakness," 2 Corinthians chapter 12, "so that the power of Christ rests inside of me." That power is the supernatural power to succeed.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for hopeful expectation for this coming year. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Because I'm not dead. Bring it on. What challenge? What things that God wants me to cross over in faith to believe the unbelievable, where I would end up in, like in a book of Hebrews, to say, "By faith, Pastor Antonio defeated this. By faith, you defeated that. By faith, you conquered that challenge. And you died in faith." And that's the celebration of what we need to be hopeful for.
Man. Wow, get your hankies out. That's so good, Pastor. I think of, you know, we will find ourselves needing encouragement. We will find ourselves, because there's a charge. There's always an excitement. It's kind of like in the new year, the gym is packed.
That's right.
In the new year, the refrigerators are cleared out because we're starting the diet. The bank accounts are ready to go. Everything that, you know, you prepare for a new year. And then discouragement comes, unexpected news comes. That's right. But what I hear you saying is to find ourselves in hopeful expectation regardless of those things, because how else will we overcome the disappointments and the discouragements, so we don't have to get to the end of 2026 and find, well, 2026 didn't go the way I thought. That's in other right. words, what you're talking about is what will get us through even the downs
That's right.
and the discouragements, because we'll be able to encourage ourselves. We'll be able to find ourselves that there is hope in Jesus, that there is prosperity and health and strength and all that we need to get us through those circumstances.
That's exactly right. And that's why Romans says that nothing can separate us from Christ. Nothing.
Yeah.
No death, no sword, nothing. And that's why John 14 says, Jesus said this, peace I give you and peace you have. So that capacity to succeed in grace, in peaceful, hopeful expectation, we can do everything in Christ, and we have the capacity to be able to overcome anything that comes our way.
Yeah.
So whatever 2026 brings us, I know one thing. I'm going to be standing in faith. I'm going to be standing in his word. I know when you're challenged and when you're at your worst, God's at his best.
Yeah.
And I know this, that is the capacity inside of you to do more than you think you can.
Yeah.
And to become better than you think you are.
Yeah.
And to overcome any deficiency. You know, we just had some news hit the office just this week, mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's heavy. That's yeah. the wrong time
yeah.
for this to happen. Well, our grace is, his grace is yes. sufficient, right? Yeah. And he gives us the capacity to succeed. So I don't reframe my mind or my heart anymore on what I can't see or what I'm not seeing currently. Like I'm finishing the scriptures this year,
yep.
which was a long journey.
Yeah,
I mean, it was hard to do. My walk that's continuing, I've crossed over 2,600 miles
wow. Wow.
in my walk mm-hmm. starting last year. Here's why. Because I get up every morning saying, okay, God, you and me, grace is sufficient. I'm going to take one step at a time, one day at a time. Bring it on, 2026.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Wow.
There's nothing that's going to defeat me. There's nothing that's going to capsize my faith. There's nothing that all the blessings of God that I have is going to be washed away. No weapon formed against me or you or us is going to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is a liar and he has to leave and flee. I'm not going to give him room. I'm not going to give him place. I kick him out of my house. I kick him out of my legacy. I kick him out of my family, and my children's children will be blessed.
Yeah.
And that's the frame of my success in my mind. Whether others see it or not, I know I wake up in the morning and I say, I'm blessed.
Amen.
And I'm blessed to be a blessing. So I challenge everyone on the podcast. You're blessed. You have to count your blessings. Mm-hmm. You have to look at what you do have, not what you don't have. Don't look at your accounts. Look at the hopeful expectation of what God wants to do to bless your hand.
Yep.
And help you to do things that you've never done.
Well, what I so feel in my spirit is, open your mouth. Meaning, you know, we know in Revelation they overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
And the word of their testimony. And what's your testimony? Your testimony is that God's been faithful, that God saved you. So, you know, we know in Proverbs that there's life. Life and death are in the power in our tongue, and the words that we say and that we speak, our words have power.
That's right.
Are we using our words for death and to curse, or to bless and to thank God and to be grateful, give thanks with a grateful heart? And so, how can we have an attitude of gratitude, we say, as we say all the time, and just open our mouth to say thank you, and open our mouth to say, here's the testimony of what God's done, and he's just getting started, and he's just getting started. I know that that's going to turn around our life, and we'll see our new year look a lot different than our current year.
Yeah, and that's what we're believing for,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Not to this whole new next season for us here mm-hmm. at The Rock.
Yeah.
What does that look for? You know, where are we going to go in places that we've never been? And how can I overcome the challenges that I face this year? Well, I have to do it in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do it with that hopeful expectation. And for me, it's I wake up every morning, Pastor Antonio, and saying, I'm a grateful son. I'm a grateful son. So gratitude has reframed my mind.
Yeah.
Gratitude has reframed my heart.
Amen.
That grateful, hopeful expectation will give you the power to succeed. And grace will too. As a matter of fact, grace class is coming up, the intensive.
Well, we talked about this. And, you know, we've had different sponsorships. This episode has been sponsored by the Winter Intensive. Pastor Joel, actually, you're going to be leading the Grace. It's an in-depth study. Pastor Joel is going to be going through for two different weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, January 8th and January 15th. Get registered. Here's a little graphic if you're watching. But again, it's absolutely free. Get in the house. And it's going to be so good as we go to the in-depth study because his grace is sufficient. So you're going to be covering about like 4 hours worth of content.
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what has to frame our mind.
Yeah.
It's that grace, supernatural ability to succeed.
Amen.
When we can't.
Amen.
Because that's one of our definitions.
Hey, we could talk about this all day, but we're grateful for our team. We love you guys. God bless you. Pastor Joel, close us out.
Well, Father, I just pray, Father God, as we end this year and the season of the new year is upon us, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast that they would know that you love them and you have a supernatural plan for their life. And I said supernatural because it's not in what we didn't see or what we've seen. And maybe we had a successful year. But, Father, I'm praying for more. The capacity of more, that you're a God that will blow us away. And at the end of our life, we would be grateful and thankful for every good gift that came from above. And I'm praying for people that are discouraged. I'm praying for people that need a hopeful expectation and say, Pastor, I need a better year. I'm declaring that for you, that 2026 is going to be your best year. 2026 is a new season for you. 2026 is new blessings coming your way, new opportunities coming your way. And that's the God of more that we're proclaiming on this podcast for you. So have your heart be encouraged today. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we love you guys. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Put a comment there for us. We can't wait to see you in the new year. Take care. We love you.